Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, into hour number two we go. Got a little daily gambit for you. Thanks to AJ Cassaville for joining us. I like the, the 1 to 10. Fernando 1.5 I thought was higher than I would have said. But I guess anything's possible. I've had a few people bring this up to me.
Anything is possible!
Yes. Well, how many people have said it to you, Tony? Maybe they won't say it to you, but they say it to me now.
What's that?
Fernando can't come back. We gotta make a move. No, I've just said I've heard it 4 or 5 times. That's why I put him on my list. I'm
he
like, how
care,
silly
guys.
Is that?
He doesn't care.
Well, he doesn't? Or?
Yeah, no, he doesn't care.
Well, no. Well,
I'm saying that because that's what people say. Is that he doesn't care about,
okay.
You know, have you seen his body language, Chris?
Okay, yeah.
He doesn't care.
All right.
He says, all right.
But, you know, AJ at least is putting some legitimacy behind the fact that if you really did want to, if you didn't like his body language, you know, again, it's like getting rid of AJ Preller. How are you going to get something better?
Yeah, who are you going to put
in right
field?
So if you're going to trade Fernando, who's going to play right field that's going to give you an upgrade?
There I can't one. Find one.
Maybe Aaron Judge, but I don't think that trade's going to happen.
All right.
Would you want Juan Soto back?
Yes.
Dude, I wish Tony was here the day that Juan Soto got a ball caught up in the ivy, and he looked real suspect on that play. I just wish you were here to see the reaction.
You guys enjoyed it.
It was quite fun.
I'm sure you guys enjoyed it.
Look at that guy. He plays right field, Major League right field. I must say that
I must say that
our times to celebrate Juan Soto's demises was much further than the times where he shut us up by hitting the ball over the wall.
Yeah, he did
that. He did that,
lot.
Quite a few times.
Yeah.
And stole a bunch of bases this year.
To make a long story short, I don't think Fernando's going anywhere.
No, I don't either. I don't either, but he did say 9.5 on both Cease and Suarez.
Yeah, I mean, listen, so, Robert has earned.
Yes,
a
he's earned the
payday.
Right to go
I mean,
somewhere.
He,
sure,
his option is for what? Is
eight it mil.
Eight. Yeah, eight. I was going to say 8.5, but eight. Yeah, he's probably going to get.
He led the league.
He can at least get 3-4 million more.
He's looking at
market.
What Edwin Diaz got. Is like. I just led the baseball in saves, like $100 million.
Okay, yeah, he's due a pay raise, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
And Dylan is also, listen, despite how poorly, or I shouldn't even say how poor, how bad he pitched during the year.
He's still going to be in demand.
Dude, he pitches 200 innings every year.
Yeah, and he strikes out more than 200 batters.
He's top three every year in that.
And I'm sure there's an analytic somewhere that'll tell you that he shouldn't give up as many hits as he did.
No, there
because
are.
The ball will drop differently next year, and it'll be hit at people next year.
100%.
All that.
Okay, so we didn't ask about Michael King. Where are you guys thinking about
I think
about
it's
Michael
assumed
King?
That if Dylan is not on the roster.
I can't think the Padres would
Michael
part
King.
With both.
Yeah.
I think they would do everything they can to keep Michael.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I would say.
Yeah. All right. Have we talked real quick? Well, we'll talk about it in the Daily Gambit because we got to go over our picks from last night. But Trevor Lawrence, game-winning touchdown.
How about
we have
Trevor
not mentioned
Lawrence
it yet.
Last night?
But he played a pretty good game, and then he stumbled his way into greatness there on the final TD.
Me and Scraby had a good laugh about that because the panic that set up over his body.
You could almost see it from the long shot that he was in a complete panic when
he was
fell.
Like, get up! Oh no,
get
I fell again!
Get up!
It was like my offensive line is actually protecting for me right now. So get up!
Oh, he made some amazing throws last night. That one down the sideline at the end of the game that got him into range to score. Also, I have to do this. I have to apologize to Jaguars fans.
Yes, you do.
I said that their 3-1 was smoke and mirrors.
Yes,
and 4-1 beating the Chiefs after Patrick Mahomes takes the lead
and beating your team, even though your team, obviously didn't think much of that win.
Well, now I think it's a good loss for the 49ers because they lost to a good team. So it's okay.
It's not smoke and mirrors anymore.
It's funny how he just kind of laughs it off. But in my mind, I'm like, yeah, this is what I hate about him. Like, he laughs it off like it really is
it's
important.
All good. Yeah,
but that's important.
Yes, it
what
is
important?
The fact that you just kind of change your tune so quickly.
Well, now that
narrative.
I have more information on the Jaguars, it's not as bad of a loss.
I see.
Travis Hunter looked pretty good, too, last night.
He
on
did.
Both sides.
Yes.
But did he beat the spread? We'll find out
good
in
tease.
Today's Daily Gambit.
Great tease.
Yeah.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Thank you to, who said it on the chat? Augie said, Nostra Scrabis calling the Chiefs' demise, and I did.
Nostra Scrabis.
A little early, bro.
It is a little early. It's a little early, but when was the last time the Chiefs were 2-3 through 5 weeks?
And Kelsey's starting to catch the ball again. I'm just saying, that offense looked like they were.
I wouldn't give up on that yet. I mean, they've lost three, heartbreak games the same way they won 11 in their favor last year. They're going to be in somewhere in between that, but that still might be enough.
We'll be revisiting Mr. Nostradamus over here.
Nostradamus.
Nostradamus.
All right, let's go to the bets. Chris will get the one that I missed yesterday, but we had Brewers -1.5 against the Cubs. We all took the Brewers. And the Brewers won 7-3, so we were right on that one. Otto Kemp, Point Loma, Nazarene Zone. Over, under, 0.5 hits.
Sorry, Otto.
Chris went over. Tony and I went under. He did not have a hit yesterday.
I think he struck out both times.
Well, everybody was striking out against Blake Snell.
Was Blake Snell up there.
Yeah. Jacksonville, Jaguars, and the Chiefs. Over, under, 45.5 total points. Chris went over. Tony and I went under. This game ended up 59 points, so it was well over.
Right.
And then Mahomes -35 passing yards against Trevor Lawrence. Chris went Lawrence. Tony and I went Mahomey. Mahomes was 318 -35, so I didn't do the math.
He won that.
278 to 221. And then Travis Hunter, over, under, 3.5
Mahomes
catches.
Won. Okay.
Yeah, Mahomes won.
Yeah.
Travis Hunter, over, under, 3.5 catches. We all went under, and we were all correct by 0.5.
I actually went over, so I lost that one.
Oh, you did?
You just
didn't
just right or right.
We all have money to people that don't
We also had
money.
The Phillies plus a run and a half against the Dodgers, so even though they didn't win the game, those two runs in the ninth helped us cover the bet. Overall, Tony Scraby, the day, big night, 7-1.
Whoa.
Tony right there, 6-2.
Why can't this happen when I actually bet?
Yeah, I was a much quieter 4-4. All right, Seattle -1.5. Seattle -1.5 at Detroit. The game hasn't started yet, so game three. Mariners, one thing that was interesting, Detroit, first of all, hasn't played a home game since the 21st
they got Kansas City
of September,
next week, don't they?
Beg your pardon?
Don't they have Kansas City next week, Detroit?
Oh, you're talking football now. I'm back to baseball here. Yeah, I'm back to baseball. The Tigers have not played a home game since September 21st, and they lost their last seven games at home.
Yes, they did.
But they're home for game three. I'll take the Tigers here, plus a run and a half. I like the home team. Maybe they lose, but by one. Scraby, who do you like here? You're 7-1, so a lot riding on
this. I'm going to go with the Jorge Polanco-led Mariners.
Okay. What? You know, because I said I wouldn't trade Arraez for him.
I remember this day, and I was trying to say that Jorge Polanco was a good player, but Chris wasn't having
it. Well, here's why you remember it. Because the old blind squirrel thing. You say one good thing about every 2 months, so of course you remember
it. He finds one every once in a while.
Someone's getting on the defensive.
Tony, who do you like here? The Polanco-led Mariners or the Tigers?
The Seattle Polancos. Yes.
Give me the Seattle Rodriguez's.
Yeah, he's better than Polanco. Yankees look to stay alive, -1.5 at home against Toronto.
Toronto?
I always say that because there's a picture. An old picture of a Blue Jay outfielder, and they spelled the name Toronto on his jersey.
Oh, I remember that.
They spelled it Toronto. And I've always, when I call them Toronto, because of that, for some reason. All right, Tony, Yankees -1.5. Do they wrap, or do the Blue Jays,
Blue Jays for the sweep.
Blue Jays for the sweep, Tony says. Scrape?
I think the Yankees win
Yankees
at least
one. I think the Yankees are going to win the series, starting tonight. Wow. Which game has more runs scored? Simple. Seattle-Detroit, Yankees-Toronto, Scraby. Based on the first two games, it seems rather easy.
Yeah, I'm going to go Yankees-Toronto because they just put up a ton of runs.
Nobody's going to get anybody out. I'll say, yeah, Seattle and Detroit can't score, especially in that ball.
Can we get a pitching matchup?
For both games?
Yes, please.
Sure.
It's gonna influence.
It might take
how
a half a second here, but
it's
I got right. one.
I got play
Logan me. Gilbert, Jack Flaherty in the Mariner game. Shane Bieber, Carlos Rodon. Blue Jays, Yankees.
Yeah, give me Blue Jays, Yankees.
Blue Jays, Yankees. Okay. Shane Bieber, 5.5 strikeouts, over under. They got him just for this moment. Former Cy Young Award winner to clinch it for the Blue Jays. I think he's going to go over on the strikeouts. Tony, 5.5.
Over.
Bieber.
Over.
Over, over.
Wait, no. Under.
Under.
No, I was going to go under.
This is Shane Bieber, not Justin. Scraby?
Under.
Under. Judge versus Vlad. Runs plus hits plus RBIs. I believe Vlad is 6-for-7 in the series with 9 RBIs and a grand. I mean, incredible so far. Tony, sticking with Vlad or Judge?
Yeah, Vlad has the same thing that King Griffey Jr. had. He despises the Yankees.
Yeah, so he's
something
geeks
personal.
Up.
So
right,
yeah, give me Vlad Jr.
Yeah, stay with Vlad. I'm gonna take Judge here at home.
All right,
save the Yankees. Scraby?
I'll go with the Judge.
All right, and one last thing: the NHL season opens tonight, so. Do we like the Colorado Avalanche on the road, -1.5 goals, or the Los Angeles Kings? Season opener, Scraby, what do you think? I mean, I'm sure you've scouted both squads.
I have. Didn't even know today.
Taking a look
the
at
start.
Some film. I know. I only brought it up so that people would know the NHL season is starting today.
I'm going to go. I've always loved the Avalanche.
All right. You got them. I'm just going to go with last year. The Kings were almost unbeatable last year at home. So I'm going to hope that carries over. I'll take them plus a goal and a half. Tony. Avs -1.5.
Kings.
Kings.
Kings
it is.
Baby.
King you.
I think
King
me!
I think the Avalanche is one of the best nicknames in sports.
You like that one?
I do.
Colorado Avalanche.
It's
do
good.
You like that one better than what they originally were?
What were they?
The Quebec Nordiques.
Yeah,
I like the Quebec Nordiques.
I kind of like the Nordiques. Yeah. I'm not exactly sure what that is, but I like it.
Yeah, if I can't pronounce it, I can't cheer for you.
Nordiques. You can pronounce it. Try it.
Nordiques.
See? You got it.
I wanted to say something else.
Very good. All right, break time. Lots more Gwen and Chris. We got any updates on Sanchez today?
No.
He was supposed to actually speak today to authorities or whatever, but he's so injured that he doesn't have to come into court now till November 4th. So I don't think we know anything more on that. But we'll see what else we do know more about when we come back after traffic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
3:21 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matt Scraby. Shout out to Skip Schumacher. I don't know if we actually talked about this the other day. That
we said it, but we didn't.
Yeah. Shout out to my man, Skip.
Skipper?
He had a good situation there for a little bit in Florida. He took them to the playoffs, and no one thought that would be possible. And then they proceeded to
clean house, because that's what teams seem, they think they can do better.
Right.
And
right.
Then they wind up in worse shape.
And so he basically was like, I'm out. Bought out of his deal. Got a nice special assistant job with the Texas Rangers.
Yep.
And then what do you know? Bruce Bochy steps away. And he steps right on in. And I think him and CY, big Chris Young, white Chris Young.
Right.
Will.
White Chris Young.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, there's two of them.
Yeah, right? There's the guy
and
in the
network. And I get it, and they're both in my phone. And so I have to kind of. I literally
center
have to
fielder for the
them.
Diamondbacks, yeah, Chris Young?
I've called one thinking it was the other. I've called the other thinking it was the other.
That's hilarious.
I find that hard to believe, Tony, knowing your incredible attention to detail.
So. I think they're going to be aligned perfectly. I think it's a great situation for him. So shout out to Skip.
Skip Schumacher, I don't know him, but he went to Aliso Niguel High School, which is up here in Aliso Viejo. And the only reason I know that is my cousin's son, Harrison, who's a right-handed pitcher, and he's trying to get a college thing now, just graduated from Aliso Niguel, and they love Skip Schumacher there because he holds all the records when he played there.
Easy. And, Skip Schumacher, when I got to
AA,
he was already there established.
He was a big deal.
And he was
deal.
A big deal. I was like, oh, this is the guy I need to be
anybody
chasing down.
Anybody call him Jared?
Is that his real name?
Yeah.
I've never heard anybody
never even heard
call
of before,
him Jared.
Huh? Yeah.
I just know that he's going to do a good job there.
I think he will, too.
That being said, I saw another former Padre might be in the running for a head coach for a managerial job.
And that would
none
be?
Other than my man. Oh, wait, I'm kind of forgetting. Hold on, let me remember who it was.
Now you forgot who it is?
You forgot your man?
Is it a former player or former
give me a
aid?
Second.
Oh,
give me
Tony
second.
Told me this name before the show,
I
too, and I can't remember
I can't
it either.
Remember
oh, goodness.
Who it was.
I
you know
said,
my incredible
it's
attention to detail.
It's former teammates of yours.
Hold up. That's going to come to me.
And I said, Tony.
A former Padre teammate of yours.
Yes. Okay. Nick Hundley.
That's Boom. It.
Nick Hundley. I've heard his name.
For Giants. Gigantes.
Nick Hundley was a very, you know, a guy that I did know because he came into studio often back when we were doing shows. Very good guy. Fan
awesome
of Nick Hundley's.
Totally.
And no relation to Todd Hundley.
No.
Or Todd Hundley's dad, Randy Hundley, they both were big leaguers.
Nick
Hundley
dad,
was a different Hundley.
Mr. Hundley was a football coach.
Yeah.
And so Nick has a football background. He always trained like a football player, too. But anyway, he's in the running, it sounds like. He's already interviewed, it sounds like, for the Giants job.
Speaking of local people done well, since we're on this, I had no idea until game one of the Tigers-Mariners series that the Tigers' starting pitcher in that game was an Aztec pitcher named Troy Melton. He was here for 3 years, Tony, 2021 and 22. He had a 12-8 modest record for the Aztecs, modest 4.58 ERA. Did have more strikeouts than innings pitched, so I'm sure that's what caught everybody's attention. And good for him. He starts game one of the ALDS.
Gave him some good innings, too.
Yes, good job by Troy Melton, the latest Aztec to make it to the big leagues. Good job. I didn't even know he was kind of in the running to do that. So that was a good one. I was happy about that.
Got any other ones?
Plum out. Plum out of local success stories.
I was like, who's Plum out?
I was trying to figure it out too, Scrub. You weren't the only one.
Who's Plum out?
Plum out, huh? Projections for the Padres' payroll next year.
Interesting, yes.
Will be $25 million in arbitration. This is, I think this was done by
somebody we can count on, or is this somebody blowing smoke?
It's MLB trade rumor.
They're pretty good.
They're pretty solid. Right. And it's really the ARB guys that that they're talking about. So this is not calculating who's coming off. This is just adding what they think guys are going to get come arbitration. That includes Jason Adam. That includes Luis Camposano.
The Padres have some payrolls going up, paychecks going up.
Correct.
But they also get Hosmer off the books, I understand.
Correct.
And Yu Darvish gets a pay cut.
And so there's a few of those.
But Maury Hone is the guy who's on arbitration.
He's going to get broke off.
Let me ask, does anyone think, this is my question. Let's say Pete Alonso's agent calls. Let's say Schwarber's. Is that even something we can think about, or should we just put it to bed now so that we don't get disappointed
I
later?
I say put it to bed now, and if it comes up as a
something
surprise,
happens. Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
It's a beautiful thing.
Although I got to tell you, if Pete Alonso plays here next year, it's going to drive me crazy watching that guy try to play first base. It'll absolutely drive me crazy.
All right. Have we seen what Kyle Schwarber's been doing during the playoffs?
Kyle Schwarber's a DH. He doesn't have to play first base.
No, I know that.
Pete Alonso, he makes the plays. It just may not look
Have you seen his throws?
Yes,
I have. He got like six pitchers injured this year as they were trying to leap and catch his throws covering first base.
Just throws them at his face.
And he's all over the place. Got guys doing gymnastic moves to try and catch the throws. Anyway, I'll take them, though, if that's what it comes down to.
Do we think that the payroll... Are we even going to go? I was thinking, do I even want to go in this direction?
My guess is that I would be surprised if it goes up.
Yeah, I would be surprised too.
Right?
But I'm hoping that they're not doing
Padres
the whole.
What high is this? Pretty. They're up top.
They got under the luxury tax.
But I would also say this: if you keep AJ Preller, which is what we're rooting for here at least, I don't know that the payroll has to go up significantly. He finds a way around that stuff, and still seems to manage to put together a pretty good club.
I don't like that. That's the standard now.
It has to be the standard.
AJ
We're
Preller,
still a smaller market team. We can't.
Right.
We can't just willy nilly every year do what the Cubs, Dodgers, Yankees do.
That's the thing, right? We've all got our. We got to
look
splash.
At where we're at. Yeah.
We got a little splash of what it was like to be, the creme de la creme in terms of spending, but. We had to get back to levels that were a little more easier to maintain.
It says here the Padres' total payroll allocations on SpotTrack, $216.8 million. They were the ninth team in baseball. Last year. Dodgers, obviously, number one, 350. Mets, 342. Yankees, 300.
So that's two playoff teams. Keep going.
Ooh, man. You got Phillies, you got Toronto, you got Houston, you got Texas, you got the Braves at number eight.
So, Braves and Mets are probably the biggest financial disappointments.
Five of those nine are playoff teams?
Yeah.
Five of the top nine?
One, two, three, four, five. Yep.
Five of the top nine get you in.
So you got to pay to play.
You gotta at least by that standard.
If you listen to the head football coach at Oregon, that's the way it goes. Now, if you don't want to be the big boys, then don't come to the dance.
Right.
That's right.
If you look down though, you see the Brew Crew there. They're probably towards
22nd. The Marlins.
Did they make the playoffs? They were pretty good. They were the lowest payroll in baseball at
$68 million.
We only talk about teams that made the playoffs. Who else?
Cleveland was number 25.
There you go.
That's the lowest one. Reds were 119. They were number 23.
Okay.
So there were three teams in the 20s. Pretty good.
The Tigers, 17th.
Okay. Right in the middle.
But they're going to have to pay Scooble soon, so.
Waiting their time.
Yes.
All right. Nonetheless, let's get to break.
I don't want to do a fantabulous
sports game show.
I missed this game.
I have not
played in a while.
Love this.
It's been nice.
That's
fans, amazing. They don't want to miss it. They love to listen to your demise.
Fantabulous sports game show on the other side.
Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 3:31. I think that makes it 11:31 in Pango Pango. this hour, 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by U.S. Wellness Meats. Give me some of that meat.
Give me some of that meat.
U.S. Wellness Meats.
Give me some meat.
There we go. Offers 100% grass-fed beef, pork,
meat.
Poultry, wild-caught seafood.
That's
come on.
Wild.
Get out of there.
Give me some
I
of
want
that
meat.
Meat.
And more. It's
we
all ship-free
meat.
From Family Farms. Get 20% off your first order. uswellnessmeats.com.
Where are you reading this from?
I think we need to get rid of that.
That is not in today's document, sir.
It might have been in yesterday.
I think we need to get rid of that sounder.
I didn't read it yesterday, so they're getting it today. Good for that.
Okay, well, let's actually do the sponsors.
Just reading
that...
random things.
See what I deal with, people? I'm like, I for sure, this hour is brought to you by Staples.
Oh, it is?
Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $125 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 11/1. Plus, save even more at the Easy Rewards program.
Chris,
at Staples.
Where did you get that read from?
I have yesterday's sheet still. By the way, my sheet says that in the 4 o'clock hour, the hour will be brought to by IHOP. So just a little look ahead
that's
for all of you people.
That's definitely
nice
yesterday.
No, that's in here today.
IHOP?
That's today. Yep, 4:15.
Yeah. Oh, 4:15.
Coming up in the
gotcha.
4 o'clock hour.
Gotcha.
Yep, gotcha. Yep.
All right, by the way, 4 o'clock is also the start time for the rain-delayed Mariner-Tiger Game 3. So that will be getting underway finally in
go
about
Mariners!
20 minutes. Okay. Yankees-Blue Jays play at 5.
Can we get a Mariners-Dodgers? That'll really piss off everybody.
Yes, make it as West. Make them all stay up late.
That'll piss everybody off.
Can we actually talk about the fact that Eddie Vedder, we should never have a Vedder Cup again?
Oh, I felt like he was trolling us.
He was rubbing it in.
Guy, not only so he's in the booth next to us.
Okay.
Him and I think Dempster.
Okay.
Dempster both in the thing. And he clearly has been to the stadium and he recognized Jesse and I and he finished killing the seventh inning stretch. I mean he killed that and he kinda knocked on the window, gave us some through the glass knucks.
Yeah.
But he was there all three games, fully cubbed up.
Yeah.
And he's made no, as far as I know, he's made no bones about.
I think he's just got caught up in this whole thing that someone else created.
I don't think it's his fault, but I think it's time we take his name off it. I do.
It was in full car.
I don't even think he wants to be on it.
Yeah.
It is very, very, very strange.
That's a tough one right there.
Didn't he, though, eventually design the trophy? Or the
I think he did.
Plaque or something? Or the guitar or something?
He's like, you guys want me to design this for a series I don't care about? Sure.
I thought that was kind of funny.
I will tell you, Padre fans seem furious over the Eddie Vedder, you know, all the attention he got. So I'm just saying, I don't know whether they have a right to.
If you had done your homework, you would have known that Eddie Vedder was a rabid Cubs fan.
Yeah,
it just made no bones about it.
Well, it's the same as I was in college, Tony. I don't have time to do my homework. Other things I got to do. All right, traffic, and then let's get into a little game show action.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danik.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All you beautiful people out there, it's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
Ooh, I'm gonna go...
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show! And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
That's right. This is the show where Hungary is a nationally renowned country in Europe.
I got into it with someone over the weekend about that.
Many other little
things. What'd you get into them about?
We were talking about the game show, and they're asking me if you cheat, and because...
You know, people wouldn't think this if you didn't bring it up all the time.
Well...
Yeah, I kind of blame you for people thinking that I'm cheating.
I can't remember Nick Hundley, even though we talked about it before the show, but he knows about something that happened like 75 years ago.
Those are ingrained.
But we were talking about it...
And by the way, I did remember. I just didn't remember right on the moment.
And they go... Did Tony really say Hungary? I'm like, yes, there's lots of audio of him saying Hungary.
Well, I can tell you guys that Hungary will
count
not
it.
Hungary will not be a correct answer today.
Oh.
There are 20 correct answers today, and I'll give you the category. You guys will exchange what you hope are correct answers. First person to 11 will win today. Or if you get three wrong answers, you get a strike each time. Three strikes and you're out. All of you can play along out there. See if you can outdo Tony and Scraby. Today's category, you got to name the 20 baseball players who this year hit 32 That is the line of demarcation. 32 or more home runs. Simple as that. When I first set out to do this, I was going to do RBIs, and I thought, no, that's way too hard. So we go with the
Scrady
easier...
might have been in trouble with RBIs.
Yeah. Come on, yes. Scrady, you play fantasy baseball. You should know this
kind of stuff.
I pay
attention to stats on a daily basis.
Well, that should
that's
be up your
alley. That's why you
then.
Should see him then all the time.
So I don't want anyone...
It should be like popping you in your forehead.
32 home runs is the line to gain. Scraby, you want to go first?
Yep, always.
All right.
I'm just going to go.
You sure
with...
you don't want me to go first?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Ohtani.
All right, you're on the board. 55 was his number, in case you're wondering. I believe it's up to Tony's turn now.
How about the possible MVP, Kyle Riley?
Oh, yeah.
I don't recognize that name. I do recognize the name Big Dumper. I'll always remember that one. Tied at one. Scrape.
I'm going to go with Schwarbs.
Schwarbaum. Schwarbaum, by the way, not only hasn't hit a home run yet in the series, I think he's in an 0-for-20-something slump right now. They need him quickly. All right. 2-1. Tony, you want to get the other obvious one out, or you don't have to? There's four really obvious ones, of course.
Hey, Eugenio Suarez.
That's who I wasn't talking about, but he did. He hit 49. Hey, Eugenio, who's also in an 0-for-21 slump right now. The Mariners would like him to break out of that a little bit. All right, we're tied at two. Scrape.
You can have some of your stars go cold, but you can't have all of them go cold.
We're in the early going. What you got, Scrape?
I'm going to keep taking the big boppers, Aaron Judge.
Yep, Aaron Judge, 53. Judge, fourth 50 home run season. Really amazing. McGuire, Sosa, and I think might have been one other guy. Not many. Babe Ruth, I think, are the only ones that have had four times over 50. All right, 3-2. Now we got the top five out of there. Tony. It gets a little difficult,
this
I think. Some of the names on this are tough.
Seasons. We're going to be having this 500 conversation before
soon,
we know
you
it.
Say? Okay.
Juan Soto. Mm.
That's correct. 43.
43 of them boys.
Yeah, 35 stolen bases.
I better put some respect on that man's name.
I don't know how many balls he kicked in right field.
Not as many as he hit over right field. But
good point.
Probably true. All right, we're tied at three. 14 correct answers. Still in the early going, Scrabe.
This guy has been my answer a couple of times this year. Ketel Marte.
Ketel Marte is not correct. That is the first strike of today's game. He was hurt for a while.
He didn't have over 30 home runs?
32 is what you're looking for. He
and what
did not
he hit?
Have 32 home runs this year.
He
I'm looking
30?
For the list, but I haven't found it yet, but he's not on here. I can tell
if
you.
If Tony
that.
Was surprised, that means I get a point. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Tony.
Who said that I was surprised?
You were like, oh, no. I can't believe that wasn't on the board. You should go ahead and give Scraby a point anyway.
I don't think you heard that, buddy.
Ketel Marte did not make it, Scrabe. I'm sorry to tell you. That is a.
I'm stunned by this. I did not expect
There's
for this
the,
to be wrong.
Sound,
I did not expect for it to happen.
That's the correct sounder right there.
That is the sounder. All right. Next up.
Let's go to the guy who idolizes Manny Machado. Junior
no,
Caminero.
I should have used that earlier. A lot of people thought that was a cheap season because he hit them in the minor league ballpark, or many of them. I don't know if that's fair to do to Junior Caminero.
It's not.
45 is still 45.
But it was in a Triple A ballpark.
Tony leads 4-3. Scrabe, going to want somebody actually 32 or more home runs.
Why is it 32?
That's the number, right? So 31,
thank
30.
You. Thank you.
Then
31 and 30 did not
name.
Work.
I know none of the Padres did it, so I will not be guessing them. Oh!
Oh!
Rafael Devers.
But you didn't know because Boston and San Francisco.
Okay, no,
I'm
no,
just
no,
kidding.
No, no. I was about to lose my mind.
He had 18 for Boston, 16 for San Francisco. Didn't count.
I was going to lose.
He was going to come over the table at me on that one. 35 for Devers. Correct, Scrabe. Good job. 4-4. Scrabe does have a strike.
What would a home run list be?
Without.
The polar bear.
Polar bear at 38.
I held him too much.
Mm-hmm. Polar bear at 38. I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of the rest of these names are not necessarily household names. You got to follow.
Ooh, I just thought of one.
Baseball.
I did too.
We do have the MLB Network on the TV, so that may help jog your memory. But right
you
now,
did,
it's
though.
5-4 Tony, 11 left. Scrape. Guys with 32 or more home runs.
I'm looking forward
this
to
this. This is not my guess, but...
It's not your guess.
Manny Machado's friend, Sal Stewart?
No, not Sal. Sal had a lot, though, in a short time.
All right, let me try this one. I have no idea if this is right or not, but I heard his name a ton this year. Riley Green.
What teams he play for?
Tigers.
Oh, very good. 36. It's on the list.
Yes!
Jeez.
Okay, yes!
Okay, Jacob Mizorowski.
That was fair play.
The guy went crazy. The Brewer
third
pitching
inning.
After he retired the third inning yesterday.
I think
lost
he forgot
mind.
That the game was still going on.
We
that,
win!
That is really funny.
Jacob, calm down. Get in the dugout. Take a pill. Tied at 5. 10 left. 10 down. 10 to go. 10, you know, you've heard of these guys, but it's not, I don't know if they're going to all jump out.
Oh.
Tony.
I'm going to take great pleasure in naming this next one.
All right.
Someone who you San Diegans love to hate.
Yes, they do, and they should stop.
Trent Grisham.
Trent Grisham is on the
that's
list.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
34 homers this year.
With the Raleigh Fingers mustache.
You know, he was very nice to us. Every time we asked, he came
always.
On the show. He was always a good guy. But he did strike out a lot.
Hey, but he had that one playoff run.
Yeah, he had 34 home runs this year for the Yanks.
He actually did have a World Series run, too, last year.
All right, 6-5.
Ballin'.
Scrape, you have a strike. You got 9 correct answers. You need 32 or more home runs.
What about a guy who is not very good defensively, but can hit?
Yeah, okay.
Who are you talking about?
Teoscar Hernandez.
Teoscar! I think he's short.
He only had 25.
Hey.
Really? Yeah, they put it up the other day. I was
shocked.
That
is shocking.
Seems like he's got 25 this week.
Stop with your stuff over there, Tony.
Tony's like being all surprised.
I honestly thought
that one, dog.
I thought Teoscar was going to be there.
I thought maybe, but no good.
That's what they call
you,
recency bias is what they call that.
Tony with a 6-5 lead. Scraby on the doorstep with 2 strikes.
Bounce back year for this man.
And
he's
won.
Got his team up 2-0 in the playoffs.
He does.
How about a Mr. George Springer?
Springer Dinger.
Springer Dinger.
I didn't know this, but I heard it. Springer led all of baseball, everyone, in OPS after the All-Star break. That includes Shohei. That includes Judge. Springer was the best slugger. He had 32 home runs to barely make this list, but he's on it. Tony leads 7-5. Scraby, you got 8 correct answers that'll keep you alive here.
Right in front of me.
I got to do this because he'll get so mad and it doesn't matter. One of these guys is on your fantasy team. You talked about him all season.
Oh,
it drove me crazy talking about him.
Thank you. Nick Kurtz.
Yeah, I got to give you one. Nick Kurtz is right here. 36.
That's so whack.
A little help.
Nah, he don't need no help.
Whoa, Tony.
He hit 4 home runs in 1 game. Did you guys know that?
Yeah, you didn't even know it. He was on your team. You didn't even know.
I completely forgot about him, to be honest with
you. That's ridiculous.
Thank you for that, Chris.
Now, if Scravy comes back and wins, you can file an inquiry.
I don't believe
this game is under protest.
It's already under protest. All right, your turn, Tony.
How about Byron Buck Buxton?
35 for him. You don't need any. I could help Scraby the rest of the way, and it wouldn't matter, Tony. I don't think you're going to miss one. 8-6. 6 left. Scrabe, I don't have any more clues for you, so.
That's fine.
Off you go.
That's fine.
I'm not sure about this one.
Yes.
But I do know he hit at least 30.
He
I'm not
have.
Sure if he got to 32.
Oh, it's a question.
Can I turn? There. Now I've just turned off his mic.
You turned my mic?
No, Tony's.
Take it out on me.
Hold on. Give me a second, because this is it for me.
Yeah, you know, take your time, buddy. Take your time.
It's Scrape. Scrape. Scrape!
Wow.
Julio Rodriguez?
Wow. Is this what we're doing now?
Julio Rodriguez?
I don't know. Are you asking or telling me?
Julio Rodriguez, Chris.
Really good, Scrape.
Over here. over here.
He's on the TV screen right now.
Wow. Honestly, I thought about him, but I didn't think he got there.
You didn't think about him.
No,
at all.
I did. I just didn't think he got there.
We don't
there.
Believe you.
I promise you that.
Scrappy putting the pressure on, Tony.
Right, fine.
Chris, is your neck okay?
I got this.
No, it's,
I told you I golfed today, and it's a little tight.
Oh, okay.
A little tight.
Wow. Sorry about
that.
I never thought I'd see the day.
I feel sorry for him.
Why?
Thank you.
I don't know.
Thank you.
Go ahead and put Joe Adell down for
Joe
me.
Joe Adell
right
winner.
Would have never got that
miss
one.
Any anyway.
Would have never got that one.
37 for Joe
baby.
Adell. Tony is incredible at this, really. All right, 9-7.
I really
Scraby,
wanted
I
Junior
no
Caminero because it would have made me look kind of smart.
All right,
here's the guy that got at least 30.
Four answers left.
But I don't know if he got to 32. Francisco Lindor.
That's going to be...
Game time.
He didn't make 32, so Scraby strikes out. Tony wins it 9-7. Tony, you want to just get the other four to show how smart you are? Are you going to get all four of these? I don't know if you're going to do that. There's your dancing music, so you can enjoy your victory. It's up to you, Tony.
I mean, the really only one I had was Julio Rodriguez, and you were over there.
All right, well, I'll give you guys a little clue. No, one of these guys homered against the Padres.
I mean, there was a billion people.
No, in the playoffs.
Oh, in the playoffs. Oh. Michael Bush?
No, yes.
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 And another one homered against the Padres in the playoffs.
Right.
Saya Suzuki.
Yeah. They both got 32. Bush had 34. The other two, one guy hit a grand slam against the Padres this year, and everybody wanted to trade for him for a while. We never got him, but his name came up a lot. Taylor Ward.
Oh,
at 36.
Yeah.
And the final guy... I don't really have any good clues for him, but he has a great last name. Vinny Pasquantino.
Sasquatch, right?
Yeah, 32.
Pasquatch. Every time he hits a home run at home, they have a Sasquatch that walks across
the
board. Yeah.
Those are the ones you didn't get, but Tony wins. He's remains champion.
All right.
The Fantabulous Sports Game Show.
I think it's
show.
Time for us to end that game.
I don't think
it
so.
It is never going to be time to end
it's
that game.
It's a great game.
Never going to be time to end that game. Unless, I'll say this, if the listeners want it ended.
Oh,
I'll
listeners,
it
do you want it ended? Chat.
No, they're not going
to
want
chat,
it ended,
do you want it
so.
To end? Chat, do you want it to end?
No, they don't want it to end. They love to see you go down week after week after week.
It is week after week after week.
Your chance to win stuff in trivia with Chris versus the Fans, 833-288-0973.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game.
They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.